Hey, Kyle.
Yes.
Mike and Steve, man, how are you?
Oh, sorry about that. How you doing, guys?
It's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. A little radio interview. You're busy probably doing some last-minute Christmas shopping over there. We understand.
Not quite. Hopefully we'll get to it in a little bit later today. You know me. Well, those who do know me, I'm definitely that last-minute guy.
Now, you can't this late in the game, Kyle, it's tough to shop online. You're going to have to actually go into stores and buy things. You're going to have to go out and see. You got to hit the stores with all that traffic today. You realize that?
Yes. I did put myself in this position. But we'll get it done. We'll get it done.
All right, speaking of position, Rob Ninkovich, a guy you play defense with, said, you know, just on the bus ride over, he had a good feeling about this Patriots game yesterday. It felt like you guys were prepared and ready, and it just felt like you guys were going to win on the bus ride over to M&T Bank Stadium. Did you, Kyle, have that same feeling, that you were in a good position to take care of business yesterday in Baltimore against the Ravens?
Well, looking at, you know, guys' faces, how focused everyone was, the week of preparation, I guess, yeah, definitely see where Rob was coming from. Definitely had a good feeling heading towards the game. I mean, a lot of implications were on the line as well. So, I mean, guys really didn't need any extra motivation for this game. Plus, you know, a team who ended our season last year. So, definitely, you know, one of those games where you marked on a schedule.
Kyle, was there talk about the emphasis on being more physical than Baltimore than you have in the past against them?
Definitely. You know, whenever you play Baltimore, you know, it's always a physical game, hard-hitting game, and you definitely want to throw the first punch. So I think he came out strike fast and then just never looked back.
You know, the approach defensively, Kyle, Steve talked about this earlier, seemed to be, let's stay back on Joe Flacco. Let's not get beat by these wide receivers, by Jones, by Torrey Smith, by anybody. And if Flacco's going to beat us, he's going to have to beat us underneath. Was that a point of emphasis this week, to make sure you got back and not allow him to hit some of those home run balls that he has been famous for the last couple of years?
Definitely. I mean, when you look at a team like Baltimore, especially with a strong arm like Flacco, he could pretty much put the ball at least 10 yards further than any quarterback we've seen this year down the field. And, you know, the receivers have the speed to go get it. So one of the point of emphasis was to take care of the deep ball, be at the point of attack, you know, in the running game as well. So I just a tremendous effort I felt by not only by the defense, but, you know, the offense, special teams, but just all three phases of the game. So it was just a great, great team victory.
Speaking of aggressive defense, you were called upon to get after the quarterback a few times last night. Did you know that was coming, or was that how the game evolved?
Well, we had a few five zones thrown in the game plan there, so we caught a few of them. Unfortunately, I was able to come off the edge unblocked and, you know, to the throwing arm of the quarterback. So Flacco, he saw me coming. So one thing I just, you know, and my mom was saying, just break down. Don't miss him. Don't miss him.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Patriots defensive back Kyle Arrington. You know, Brady mentioned it right at the game afterwards at the podium. He mentioned it again today on this radio station that he knew that a lot of the experts didn't pick you guys, Kyle, to win this game. Almost like he had been reminded by the coaching staff, hey, no one expects you guys to win this game. Was that something Bill said in the last couple of days here, where he pointed out that some of the experts on ESPN weren't picking the Patriots to win this game?
I wouldn't say no, but you guys did. You guys expected us to win. So I wouldn't say everything.
I picked the Ravens.
Sorry.
Did you not?
Yes.
Tell me it's not so.
I'd like to tell you it's not so, but I'm not going to lie to you during the holidays. All right.
since the holiday, you know, on the Christmas spirit, I'm going to let you guys slide.
You're a man of forgiveness. I appreciate the forgiveness. Thank you. It'll never happen again. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
But there's definitely, you know, you didn't talk about it much during the week. Or end of the week, Bill did mention it leading up to the game. A few hours leading up to the game. But like I said, we didn't need any extra motivation there. We all knew what was on the line. And we just went out there and played for each other.
Talk about Friday when Bill called the audible, Kyle. And instead of practice or in addition to whatever you guys do on Fridays, you went and saw a movie, Lone Survivor. Was that an impact? Did that help you at all yesterday? What was that like on a Friday going as a team to see that film?
Just a extra camaraderie, you know, bonding experience to begin with. And then, you know, to watch a movie like that, by no means it's, you know, I'm saying it's a direct relation, you know, to what those guys do over there fighting, you know, for us to protect the rights, you know, that we have today. But you know, you can take a few things away from a movie like that. We, you know, as far as teamwork, sacrifice, things of that nature. So it was definitely a great bonding experience and inspiring to see a movie like that.
I'll get you out on this. I don't know if I should ask an offensive player, you know, if I had the opportunity to, but your quarterback, Tom Brady, he keeps getting left of these high fives. You know, he's on your sideline. He puts his hand up, kind of, he's looking for one of his teammates to come give him a high five, and you guys keep leaving him hanging. Are you doing that on purpose now, leaving your quarterback hanging?
I'm not noticing. I haven't noticed. You know, sometimes guys are just excited in the moment, you know, not seeing everything that's even going on around them. So that might just be the case.
Kyle, we appreciate it. Good luck Christmas shopping with like 24 hours to go before Christmas actually happens. And a great Christmas and a great holiday season to you and your family.
Thank you. You guys, hope you guys have a great holiday as well.
Thanks, Kyle.
That's Kyle Arrington joining us.